Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
It's a funny Friday as we approach St. Paddy's Day Sunday. Bucker's got his shillelagh in there and a pint. 855-839-1210. Kale and Company, Cutchy coming up 7:45. Sean Farish at 9 o'clock. He will have all sorts of commentary as the 45th President of the United States and as himself. Looking forward to that. All sorts of good questions lined up for him, so that'll be good. We got some news to get to, and also, wait till you hear what is now being blocked in the state of Texas, thanks to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. We'll get to that story. And also, the media runs with a narrative that was proven to be wrong yet again. It's all still on the way, but let's get to the news. 7:02, round number two, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. We are at 58 degrees, heating up to 72 degrees today in Kale & Company News Live this Friday, March the 15th, sponsored by Best Work Industries for the Blind, Mayor Sherelle Parker, delivering her passionate budget address, spoke for more than an hour yesterday, some calling it historic, rave reviews by Philadelphia City Council. And so it's a big day for her as the new mayor of Philadelphia. But one piece of this is that she's promising that we will clean up Philadelphia, the One Philly agenda. So refunding the police, no new needles, no new taxes. And so there's some criticism here, and she was addressing that yesterday big time in a very passionate way, but saying, no, they're not going to be giving out needles in Philadelphia. She has a different plan to address, especially places like the opioid crisis in Kensington, but as well of something that's very popular for a lot of Philadelphia residents to say, no longer will we have the title Philadelphia. And part of that is maybe trash collection, not once, but twice a week.
Hey-o.
Today is trash day.
I don't think that's why they called it Philadelphia, by the way.
Yeah. There's a lot of other reasons. But they all add up into the pot. But we've set the bar incredibly low for Democrats to be successful, have we not? Like, hey, all of a sudden you're viewed to be a politician on the right track if you believe that we should refund the police, clean up the trash, and not hand out more needles. That's a stellar way to be successful in the eyes of the mainstream media, is it not? These should be standard operating procedures.
And to prosecute crime.
I will say I was just glad to see how passionate she was and that she wasn't mentioning Prosecco and that she couldn't wait to get out of the city. I'm really sad. And that, you're right, that's a low bar, but
yes,
she cares.
Right.
And she, you know that she cares. And that, to me, I was like, oh, well, good. Because I just felt in the past it was... reading from a script and, looking down, and mm-hmm. It was just a bummer.
Yeah.
And that at least she gives hope to people that she's going to fight for the city.
Yeah,
I think that's a perception. But then is it all about the perception? Then, Kenny did always go through and he was trying to lower, cut the budget and lower, city wage taxes and that sort of thing. And so that's one thing to watch. Is the business community happy with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but a lot of people reacting certainly to Mayor Sherelle Parker and that very passionate address. We have a lot going on with regard to a $5,000 reward remaining. That 17-year-old suspect continues to elude U.S. Marshals as well as Philadelphia police as they search for that fourth suspect in the shooting that that teen allegedly took part in, where they have three suspects behind bars on very high bails, being charged with attempted murder, eight students shot, SEPTA bus stop, which is a school bus stop. So that search continues as we speak. And there were other, there was another shooting. There were, well, multiple shootings. It's a big city, but one gunman opened fire inside that deli, Philadelphia's Nicetown section last night. And so eight people inside, terrified at the Junction Beer Deli, North 20th Street. One person struck twice in the leg. And so they're stable, in stable condition. So Philadelphia police looking at the surveillance video and trying to find that gunman in that case. But, and we also had this week, and this was a, this is big news for Philadelphia, making national news, federal government allocating that $158 million grant for Philadelphia's Chinatown Stitch Project, as it's called, building that Cap Park over the Vine Street Expressway. Of course, Chinatown had been literally cut in two. And so now they're going to, you know, they're going to bring it back together and reuniting that neighborhood. That happened decades ago. But I just wanted to highlight, that's why Pete Buttigieg was in Philadelphia this
Mayor
week.
Pete!
Yes. So we also have news of West Point Military Academy dropping the motto of Duty, Honor, Country.
Why?
From its mission statement.
Oh, boy.
Veterans furious about this.
Let me guess. It was not inclusive enough?
Yep.
Are you serious?
They're going to infuse the term, the words Army values instead of duty, honor, country. Army values.
I thought maybe it was because 7-year-olds like me laugh at every time you say the word duty.
Yeah. Daddy, I gotta go duty.
That's
duty, honor, country. Somehow we've arrived at that point where that yeah. was not good enough anymore.
I guess because you're not supposed to be so pro-American.
Well, so you're supposed to be like our Maryland equity official who wants the U.S. to burn to the ground so she can rise up herself?
Well said.
Oh, my goodness, God.
In the world of sports, Sixers are in seventh, lost to the Bucks, 114-105. Flyers lose to Toronto, 6-2.
They got blown out.
Yeah. Man. They're going to, at this rate, they might end up in that little play-in tournament thing, exactly. The 7 yeah. through the 10 team.
Exactly.
Play. My God.
Yeah. I mean, high school and college is more interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of high school, say it ain't so, Philadelphia football tradition.
Yeah.
We'd heard rumbles about this, and it's confirmed the annual Turkey Bowl between Father Judge and Abraham Lincoln High Schools is no more. So the announcement made to end the game over safety concerns and scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Scheduling
conflicts.
Oh.
What's it interrupt? Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
I guess.
The Lions at 12 o'clock?
Oh, man.
Is this the game that typically WIP broadcasts every year? Or because I know they rotate.
They do their own Turkey Bowl, but it's random games
at
high schools over the year.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the only Thanksgiving high school game that matters is Easton Phillipsburg anyway, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it started, just as a reminder, as a way to support the Vietnam veterans from both schools back in the day, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And so many are saying that this is a sign of the community, you know, the passion and the community spirit kind of dying as people
absolutely.
Move out of the city and that sort of thing.
Terrible.
So, but they announced it as a joint decision, both schools, and they said, unfortunately, they have had some scuffles. There were others who said, okay, they did have some scuffles after some games, but the refs and the coaches, everybody it up.
Did they say how long this rivalry or this game has been going on?
Some 50, I mean, since the 70s.
Yeah, so 50 plus years.
Vietnam, you know, to honor those, you know, those high school students who then were, went on to go to Vietnam and maybe didn't come home. And so we're talking about half a century, more than half a century, obviously. So so that's a bummer for sure.
It's ridiculous.
And I know I'm full of bad news, but the final story, maybe moving forward, we'll talk about the fact of fattest cities.
Mm.
So there are some there are some new reports. Who are the fattest cities and fattest states?
We've got to be in the top 10, right?
No, we're actually not.
No?
So
it's the South.
So it is.
Yeah, a bunch of fatsos in the South.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you can only eat barbecue and brisket so many days a week before you blow up like a cow.
CDC's numbers. CDC says more than 40% of Americans are obese.
Yep.
This is an urgent priority. Plays right into that Ozempic pharmaceutical situation, does it
uh-huh.
not? But I will say that, yeah, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, we'll talk about it moving forward. But, yeah, we're the good news is we're not number one. We're not even in our region. We're not even in the top 20.
Wow. Okay.
Ah.
I never would have guessed that.
So, woohoo.
It's all that Trank
yeah,
we
well,
do here.
It, Trank, it's new Ozempic.
It curbs the appetite.
It's a sin.
It's also hard to eat, you know, when you're being shot at. So,
oh, right, right.
You know, Philadelphia.
Gives us exercise. We, so, yeah, we run.
Exactly.
You know? Oh, my goodness. Let's get to our sponsor, and we thank Best Work Industries for the Blind for sponsoring Kale and Company News Live 7 a.m. edition e-commerce store, really helping businesses succeed in all work environments. BestWorkSupplyCenter.com offers traditional office products, cleaning supplies, furniture, technology, so much more. Free shipping, next day delivery. Shop now, save at BestWorkSupplyCenter.com. Today, 70 degrees, mostly cloudy, chance for some sprinkles, but certainly we'll see bright skies today. Again, it's actually 71 degrees for your high today. And then the weekend, tomorrow, 63, more sun than clouds. And then for your Sunday, again, slight chance for sprinkles, no washout here, but a little chillier, about 61 degrees for your Sunday. Sun still comes out for the weekend, so that's a good thing. And it's St. Paddy's Day officially this weekend. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210 to jump in. Cut sheet coming up at 7:45. I don't want to rush through this story because I think this is a fascinating story to get to. And we'll have some conversation with it on the other side. We know about TikTok. We know about apps. But now, how about a website? The latest block, the latest ban, and it's courtesy of the great state of Texas. We'll get to that story when we continue. Kale and Company, live here on this Friday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There was a new study out that said most Americans, more than 78%, believe the kitchen is the most important room in their home, the so-called, you know, heart of the home. For me, my kitchen is definitely the heart of my home. Maybe your kitchen is a little bit outdated, or that bathroom, especially the guest bathroom that everybody sees. You know what you need? Kitchen Magic. They're local, Pennsylvania, family-owned and operated since 1979. They have such an experienced team, transforming more than 60,000 spaces. And here's what you're going to get. A dedicated design consultant is going to work with you on your personal choices for refacing, custom cabinets, backsplash counters. And what about a tub-shower conversion? They do that too. You're going to get exactly what you want, what you dreamed of, and it comes with an industry-leading warranty. Right now, Kitchen Magic is offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, no interest financing for 12 months, and there's more, 10% off your entire remodel. So just visit KitchenMagic.com, KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Friday edition of Kale and Company as we continue. What's on the cut sheet? You'll find out in just over 25 minutes. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. I told you yesterday in the big take, as we were talking about the TikTok ban and going over the results of the vote, that I am now adamantly opposed to all bans. I am not selective anymore. I'm not picking and choosing which bans I can justify, which bans I cannot. So this story is very interesting. And it's a subject that, you know, some people might not want to hear about. So if you got kids in the car, I would suggest maybe turning us down or telling your kids to put their headphones on. So this story courtesy of the Houston Chronicle, as Texas has now banned the popular porn site Pornhub. And if you've been paying attention to
Mommy,
this,
what's porn?
That's how you were created, Skippy. All right, so Pornhub, if you've been paying attention to this story in the courts, and there's been a lot of back and forth with appeals and reversals of decisions. So Pornhub is now blocked in Texas, impinging on the rights of adults. And for what it's worth, I'll say this. You're in the privacy of your own home, and there's the legal age consent, and it's consensual. You do whatever the heck you want. You watch whatever the heck you want. It's none of my stinking business as long as it doesn't involve minors or people against their consent. But the popular adult streaming site Pornhub is currently blocking users in Texas following a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the site's age verification practices. So what's going on here is viewers who attempt to visit the website are met with a lengthy statement from the site's owners, ALO Global Entertainment, explaining the block. RedTube, another site owned by the same company, is also blocked. Quote, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you to access our website. The statement reads in part, quote, not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech, it fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also the most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas's stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. So this law, which was known as House Bill 1811, was passed last year in 2023. It was set to go in effect on September the 1st. And then there was all sorts of appeals. On August 31st, a day before the law was set to take place, a U.S. district judge sided with Pornhub, granting a preliminary injunction temporarily blocking enforcement of the law. And they went back and forth, and now it's officially in place. Look, I'm all for protecting children, no question. But age verification drop-down boxes, I don't think those work, because in this story they talk about like other websites like alcohol or liquor websites where you have to click your month, your day, and your year to get past the main page and get in there and look at, you know, different types of vodkas or bourbons or whatever. Same thing with like tobacco websites. I mean, you could just lie. Like if you're 14, you could just say, oh, I was born on September 7th, 1972. They're not going to know anyway. But are we really going to try to restrict this in that state? And let's also be real. There's 2 million porn sites. All right. So like, okay, you can't get to Pornhub. Like they act like they're doing some great duty to prevent people from consuming it when you can just get it anywhere else in the world. It's not like the only site that exists. I don't think this is going to work. I have every reason to believe that people are going to be ticked off about it. And to me, if I'm going to be consistent with bans, whether you like that kind of content or not, that's up to you to decide. But if it's about protecting minors, then why don't we just have parents do a better job of it's just like social media. You know, Dawn was talking about how there's filters and there's you can put things in place on your child's phone to prevent them from seeing certain content or time limits or whatever. Like, this feels like another overstepping of the bounds here, of boundaries. And, oh, by the way, I think there was a case. What was the porn case in the 80s? What was it was like a combination of speech and art. Larry Flint versus Hustler, right?
No, Larry Flint.
Or, I'm sorry, Hustler versus
the People of the United States.
Yes, yes. That's kind of the landmark case for all of this, right?
No, I think this case in particular was a case that they used case law dating back to the 60s.
Okay.
And I think that there are other states that are joining in as well. So I think as far as Pornhub goes, this is trouble for them. And the issue is that they say if you go to get alcohol or cigarettes,
yeah,
you have to show your ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so that what they're saying in all these states, I know Virginia, some of the Carolinas. I mean, this is, I think that Texas joined other states in doing this. And what they're saying is, you have to prove that you're an adult, because I think with human trafficking, with everything going on, they don't want underage people going on here, and they have to be able to prove it. Just as if you went somewhere in person, you went to a bar, mm-hmm. or you went to buy something like cigarettes, etc.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to figure this out, because too many states are going to also join in now.
Yeah, and I get
conservative
it.
States.
Yeah,
like it's just
it's a red state thing.
Because on one side we're going completely nuts with the LGBTQ crap, right. And on the other side it's becoming puritanical. It's like, right. No sex, no porn, no, right. This. So it's like both are freaking crazy.
And I get it. You know, there's a lot of religious people that don't like porn, and I understand why. That's your right. That's your choice. But let's not also act as if 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds.
They're also the ones that are biggest creeps, by the way.
Aren't consuming this type of content, okay? I mean, my God, for the love of God, when I was 15 years old in 1999, American Pie, the movie came out, Stifler's Mom. Come on, let's not live in this world as if 15 and 16-year-olds aren't trying to access this type of stuff on a daily basis anyway. Soon as you hit puberty, you become interested, and then you're looking at it. Let's not act as if, 15-year-olds are, we're going to be tainted. Just do a better job as a parent then. How about that?
Yeah, but should we say that about alcohol? Should we say that about getting into a bar? Should we say that? I mean,
well, alcohol could kill you. Porn's not going to kill you, right? Like you can,
Mikhail's
you can
defense.
Like a 15-year-old gets a bottle of vodka could legitimately die, right? Like if you just drink too much alcohol. I've never heard of porn killing anybody.
Well, I think this has. I guess what's the argument here? I mean, people don't want to have their ID somewhere online.
I think I think the argument is based on protected speech. That's exactly what they're arguing here. If you're
is anybody talking?
depends if you have the volume up or not, I guess. But it says right here, as you may know, and this is from Pornhub's legal team. Imagine representing Pornhub.
Oh, I'm sure they have deep pockets, buddy.
Elena Haba is officially representing Pornhub. Quote, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access to our website. Not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech, but see, they're making it sound like adults are blocked from this. Adults are not blocked from this. If you prove your age, this is all about keeping minors off of it. But again, the way that you can access this is the same way you can access liquor sites. Again, like go to like Budweiser.com or like Tito's Vodka or whatever it might be. I'd be willing to bet there's like if you are you have to hit like I was born on March 5th. 1984, whatever it is, and then the page refreshes and allows you in. Putting up something like that on something like adult entertainment is not going to prevent, because all you do is lie. It's not like you have to upload a picture of your driver's license front and back to verify your ID.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, little Skippy's there just hitting the drop-down boxes, and then he's in there and he's having a good time. It's just ridiculous. The ban. I'm over the bans already.
It's not a ban. What they're saying is this is adult content. It's adult-only content. And they're saying
that no children ever watch.
No, never.
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 Like, because back in the day, we didn't have the hot box with the scrambled television, and we're sitting there looking through the fuzzy TV. Was that a breast? What was that I just saw?
But Texas joins Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana,
shocking.
North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia.
Shocking it's those states.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think it's a. What is so wrong with saying
because it's
an adults only website?
I just try to keep it real. To me, it's red state hypocrisy. Like, we don't want bans, we want freedom, we want less monitoring of what we're doing, and it's like no, you got to get rid of the porn. Come on, you can't have it both ways.
No, you're not getting it both ways. What you're saying here is that this is an adult only site, and that kids, you have to have age verification. That's it. Prove your age. What's wrong with ID?
How?
And the same. By the way, they could do voter. They could do voter registration.
How
with your ID?
How are you going to prove you're 18 on the internet?
Show your driver's license.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how difficult it would be if you had to upload your license to view websites? I mean, honestly, there's no privacy
issues with that, is there?
When I switched banks this past summer, I went from Wells Fargo to Citizens Bank. And when I upload, you can, with Citizens Bank, and I'm assuming a lot of banks nowadays, you can deposit checks by taking a picture of the check. Like, I get a check from Real Clear Politics, mm-hmm. a physical check, because I'm like an independent contractor. And when I get my check every month, I just take a picture of it front and back, and I upload the check into the app. And you also have to upload your driver's license front and back to prove the identity.
Yeah, so could just do that with a Pornhub.
For God's sake.
Could you imagine that?
What's
for
wrong
every
with that?
Site?
It's just stupid.
It's tedious.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Kids are going to get porn. They're going to have sex. Like, it's just, like, stop trying to shield your kids from everything. No. Like, seriously.
Well, no, obviously, I'm not saying don't shield your kids. I'm saying be a better job as a parent in being involved in your kid's life, and then they won't end up being on this site until, look, when you're 18, you do whatever the hell you want. You want to watch this stuff all day, knock yourself out. But, you know, I think this is once again where it's like parents have got to put content filters on the children's ability to access stuff on their phones and their tablets and all their devices. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Be a parent and put those and block those sites from your kids' devices.
So what,
and then they'll go to their friend's house and watch it that way. Like every other red-blooded male did in the 90s.
If I'm thinking about all the bands right now and all the topics of bands that we talk about, the only, and maybe I'm being hypocritical because I said I was done with all bands. I'm going to walk that back just a little bit. The only ban I'm still in favor of is banning all these absurd flags in schools. To me, the only flag that should be flown in schools is the flag for this country. So like the LGBTQ flag, the pride flag, this flag, that flag. We're not going to do, this isn't the United Nations. We're not going to have a bunch of flags flying around. There's only one flag in schools. Everywhere else, as far as bans go, I'm done with bans. Deal with it.
So the Pornhub statement says the only effective solution, all the headlines are Pornhub pulls out of these states. That's the headline.
Oh my God.
Because in other words, the reason adults are impacted by this is that Pornhub says, no, we're not going to deal with this to have the proof of ID and age. So they're saying, okay, fine. We're not in.
They won't do business.
We can't do business in these states.
Right.
Because, quite frankly, we can't. You know, it's really hard to go through this process. I would say it's not really that difficult to do age verification. They can figure it out.
All right.
Porn, here's the thing. Porn figures everything out. With video, they're the reason, I will say this, working in television, the reason that we had all the technological breakthroughs with those big tapes and everything got small, it's because of porn. So porn, this is a billion-dollar industry.
Sure. Yeah.
So they're going to figure this out.
All right. If you guys want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the number. Cut sheet in less than 15 minutes. The media ran
what?
Comments?
Some of the comments here just...
People are mad?
We're trying to normalize porn. No, society has normalized porn. Sorry.
Not most people.
Relax.
A lot of religious people that are turned off by it. I totally get that.
Not just religious people. And I'm going to be serious for a minute.
Yeah.
You have daughters, Nick Cale.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
So the fact that society is trying to normalize porn and all different kinds of individuals doing whatever is that it affects young people, but it also affects girls.
Yeah.
Because those porn stars who are completely hairless and have a certain look and have had all kind of plastic surgery, all of these boys who've seen that for years and years, if they're exposed to that, that's what they think. Everybody looks like.
Doesn't Instagram do that already with Instagram models? Yeah. I mean, we go on all these apps and say, oh, look at all these hot chicks. I'm telling you.
Playboy's been around since the 50s.
Yeah.
I think it's different
It's not. It's the same airbrushed chicks. You know what I mean?
Truthfully, though, I think it all is normalizing, and it's not just...
But society normalizes it, and commerce normalizes it, companies do, and social media, but that's where it's up to parents to say it's not normal. That's where parents have to step in and say, look, this is not...
Why do we have laws then, Nick? Why can't anybody drive? Why can't anybody drink? Why can't anybody smoke? Then don't have laws for cigarettes. Don't have booze. Anybody can walk into the state store.
Because there's legit harm to those and you can die. I've never heard of porn killing anybody, though. Right? Like, there's a reason why you can't drive before you're 16, right? Because 12-year-olds don't have the reflexes and the level. And you look, they probably don't have the level of maturity at 16 to be behind a wheel, to be completely honest. But you have to grow and you have to mature in certain physical elements to be able to drive at a somewhat responsibly safe level, right? Like, I mean, my girls fall off their bikes at 9. They're like Joe on the bike path in Delaware. They're always falling and brushing up their knees. So I understand why there's age restrictions on alcohol or cigarettes or driving, but. Like, I don't know, I'm just so sick of the overstepping of the government saying, you can't do this, or you have to prove, like, What are we doing here?
How difficult is it for Pornhub to simply say on the phone, on the device somewhere, that that person is a responsible adult, that they're 18 or over?
I don't know.
I don't think it's... Why is it so difficult?
You disagree?
I'm just saying.
Dawn disagrees. 855-839-1210. YouTube chat still disagreeing?
People are insane.
People are insane?
Just relax.
Yeah. I mean,
your kids are watching porn. I hate to tell you. You can ban it. You can say, oh, we raised them with different values. Your kids are watching porn. Or your boys, excuse me. Girls are different.
Eric the Red says, wait a minute. Porn isn't going to kill you, but I was told it might make you go blind. And Newman Price.
One eye.
Newman Price says, Pornhub is up against stiff resistance.
It's true. It's true.
I met Newman Price yesterday, by the way.
Oh,
my gosh. I got to give that story on the other side, but we're way past the break. Story. And we got the Kutchy coming up. Newman Price story on the other side. It's Gale and Company. Stay right there. But first, let me tell you about my friends. Oh, what a perfect segue.
I know. I was just going to say that.
How about this?
This is quite the...
Not planned, by the way.
This was not planned.
All right, man. It's time for... if you can't access Pornhub in Texas, I've got the solution for you. It's BlueChew.com. The promo code is 1210 for your first month free. That's right, BlueChew.com. Promo code 1210, first month free. And by the way, you won't have to prove your age or anything like that. How about that? So the people at BlueChew, they offer up a unique one-of-a-kind online service that delivers men the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet at a much cheaper price. That's right, free. Just pay $5 for shipping when you use the promo code 1210 at BlueChew.com for your first month free. And now Blue Chew, it comes in a mint-flavored chewable with the same active ingredient as Levitra. Stay fresh with Blue Chew. Confidence plus performance. It comes standard. No embarrassing conversation. No pharmacies. No awkward moments at the doctor's office. Discreet delivery right to your front porch. How about that? BlueChew.com, promo code 1210 for your first month free.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Cut sheet coming up in 3 minutes. Sean Farish, 9 o'clock. Hasn't been sober with a great tweet in regards to the Texas Pornhub story. He says, again, ID to look at porn, but not to vote. A great point.
That's what I said. Get him to register to vote.
Yeah. Jose Trumpo Cruz says, Nick, you're dying on a strange hill today there, my guy. I've heard you talk about these stories before, but having porn accessible at all ages won't bring any consequences. Nope. Dawn is right. I'm just living in the world of reality that 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old boys. I can't speak for girls because I'm not a girl. I've never been one. I don't claim to be one. I don't change my pronouns. There's youth boys out there looking at it. So, I mean, if you want to keep your head in the sand, that's fine. But I'm just telling you the reality of the situation out there. So
I know there's a reality, but to make it just like anything goes, I mean, we do have a responsibility in our country to protect children. There's a reason that we value childhood. And in America, nobody values childhood and protects kids, or at least we try to. So I simply think, I know what you're saying. I do. I know what you're saying. But at the same point, to say anything goes and anybody can get it, no. I just...
It should be up to the parents, though, right? Not the state or the government.
Then why do we have any age limits? Why can't any? Then just say, porn is a slippery slope. I'll say this, and so there are addictions to things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So addiction is addiction. So why have limits on cigarettes, pot, anything? Well, casinos. Why don't they just let anybody in? Who needs to show? So I think it makes the argument on the other side for identification. We should all get our real IDs. There was a report, you know, earlier this week, and I know we skimmed on it with, Governor Josh Shapiro as well as PennDOT. They confirmed that, first of all, the real ID, why did they just keep putting that off? Oh, due to the pandemic. So real ID, only 20% of Pennsylvanians have it. Then on top of it, this issue of, they want to make sure that non-citizens, in other words, people who are not legal citizens, they want them at PennDOT and Governor Shapiro, Democrats, they want them to be able to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Not just some kind of a state ID if you have a green card. No. These are individuals who might not even have the green. They want them to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
I simply think the issue of identification, proof of citizenship, should be the core issue.
Yeah.
We should all have a real ID with the holograph. Why have Democrats put that off past this election? Why is that? I think it's all connected. Have a real ID, and yes, you need ID to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be a citizen with a proper ID to do all of these things, to drive. These are privileges. And porn, too. Prove that you're an adult. You want to buy beer. You want to buy liquor. You want to buy cigarettes.
I like the point you're making here. Yeah.
I will say that it is easier these days for these kids to get porn than when we were kids. So,
and by the way, too,
it is too readily available. I will agree with that.
And think about it. To be honest, nowadays, what do we hear about with Meta and all of these other social media apps? You don't even need to go to the porn hubs of the world. Mm-hmm. You can find it on social media just by searching on your Twitter or your Facebook.
Absolutely right.
So
you can always see those people that like weird Twitter videos and stuff, and you're just like, I'm going to mute that person. I'm going to block that
unfollow
that person. People who are just out in the open.
Likes and retweets are not endorsements.
Or you see on Instagram, Instagram models that are doing something, and you can see all these.
It's the whole reason Instagram was created.
And these comments of dudes with what is happening?
I tell you what, I do feel for the females that are in media or whatever, Dawn or anybody, and there's a lot of beautiful women that work in sports media as well. Every time they post a selfie, some of the comments, the guys are just like,
I know,
dude, reel it back a little bit.
And out there for all to see, too. You know what I mean? See all these on Instagram, you see all these random comments, and then if there's somebody you're following, it's like, da 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 da, and Joe.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Joe's a creep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me block Joe.
Right.
You know what I mean? I will agree, it is too readily available for kids and for people to be creeps at.
Yep. All right, 7:46 Friday morning. Let's get to one last episode of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Friday is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo, where right now you can lease an XC40 for $459 or an XC90 for $629 per month. And interest rates are as low as 4%. Hurry into Cherry Hill Volvo for details today. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. There was a very interesting back and forth yesterday with Senator Bernie Sanders and a Fox Business News reporter, Hillary Vaughn. They were kind of just shouting over each other. So this week, Bernie Sanders and Senator LaFonza Butler introduced a bill for a standard 4-day work week in the United States without any reduction in pay and benefits for workers.
Wow.
It's the 32-hour work week.
So
is what they're proposing. Debating it right now. I shouldn't say they're proposing it.
Wow.
They're debating it.
Okay.
Seeing how it'll play out in the public square, I guess. And this Fox Business reporter asked him about it, and he was very taken back by this attractive blonde woman asking him questions. Starting here with cut one, Phil, go.
Can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week? It seems like Fox Business. It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
Wow. Pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't get to ask a question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator.
Excuse me.
Hold it. Okay.
Quiet, lady.
We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
pay their workers more,
lower prices, and now pay people not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
Pausing it real fast.
Yeah, what a jerk.
By the way, youtube.com/at1210WPHC if you want to see this video. He's right up in her face.
He's also a fraud, too. The guy who hates capitalism charges $95 for his book. What a creep. And oh, by the way, he puts his hand over her microphone in the beginning, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, back up. What, I catch Bernie on a bad day at 81?
All of these people are just, they feel like they're too good to do these interviews. And, it's, you know, no,
what,
you
what,
have.
What
you
outlet have, are you from?
Yeah, you work for us. You know, you're United States Senator. You're debating these bills that are going to affect us. We have the right to ask questions about it, right?
Absolutely. We pay your salary, Skip.
All right. A little bit more here, Phil. Go.
Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker. I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to stop paying their fair share of taxes. Thank you.
That was Senator Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been on that kick forever. Joe's doing the same thing. You know, if there's proof out there in other nations that, you know, so let's look at it from two different vantage points. If you are the owner of a business or the owner of a company, if you can ensure that products won't, profits won't diminish and workplace dynamic will increase and all of that, I'm all for that. But, you know, like, we're going to go from 40 hours. I don't think, and I know. Well, how are you to say that, Nick? You work. I don't work 4 hours a day. Trust me, work way more than that. I don't think a 8 hour workday is overly exhausting. Now, obviously, if you are a landscaper or if you're a hardscaper, trust me, there's a lot of people that do really laborious work that drains the you know what out of you, and you just want to go home and collapse.
And God bless them.
God bless those for doing it. But I also see a lot of these young Gen Zers, like the girl that we played weeks ago on TikTok. I don't get home until 6:30, and I don't have time to hang out with friends and go to the gym. And look. You're an adult. Figure it out. There's 24 hours in a day. You have time for social media 5 hours a day, right? You're scrolling and swiping until you get carpal tunnel. So figure it out. Although, are we considering a 4 day work week with Odyssey?
No.
We do Kale and Company Monday through Thursday?
No.
Tuesday through Friday?
We will not. We're here. We're in the media. This is a different beast. You know what I mean? People listen to us on their way to work, yes, but they also listen to us, as we see on YouTube, from their homes and from places that, you know, we're here to entertain and inform, and that's what we do. So we
would you guys be in, are you guys in favor of this?
I think it's up to each. I don't think we should mandate anything.
No,
I think it should be up to a company. Yeah, if a company wants to do, like my wife's company, they do summer Fridays, so starting in June they get Fridays off, and so that's up to her company though to do that.
Right.
So
are we as Americans just tougher than the rest of the industrialized world, or are we just dumber?
That's a great question.
That's what I'm wondering here.
No, we are a nation that everything is about work, career. That's our focus.
Yeah.
Should it be though?
And he raises some valid points in here. My biggest problem with this, my fear, is that you think about government workers, Bernie included. Whether they're on Capitol Hill, whether they're here in Pennsylvania, they just gave themselves a raise. I don't think they work 32 hours a week. I'm just saying. No, I don't think any of them work 32 hours a week. I think they have a cush job. I think they're way overpaid. They make six-figure salaries. Here in Pennsylvania, what do we say? The new raise, the minimum they get is what? It's like a base salary of 106 grand a year here in Pennsylvania on Capitol Hill, Congress. What's the average?
174
or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the base. That doesn't even include all the perks of the job.
Right.
So for all of these lawmakers now to think that they're going to get a 4 day work week and still make these six figure salaries, no.
Yeah.
I think that's where we need great reform because we pay for all of their.
Mm-hmm.
They have amazing health care. They have amazing pensions. All of that. That is absurd to me.
Yeah.
Scott Martin on the YouTube chat says Nick only does 20 hours a week. I say this all the time. Like we're not. we're not only working when we're on the air. Like that is just not how this.
You think I just show up at 5:59 and then let it rip? You're slightly mistaken.
You're bringing up the great point of for everybody, not just us for show prep.
Yeah.
That the issue that I think he raises, which is a valid one, is that back in the day, it was unusual for somebody who works, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's 7 o'clock at night, you know, they have a family dinner, sit down at the table, the traditions, right? And it would be rare that it would have to be a work emergency for the average person to get a phone call from work. For us, we are communicating work stuff back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Until late at night and then early in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
So there are no boundaries anymore with work.
Right.
The fact that we have the phones and the smartphones means that you are on call 24/7.
If anything, Dawn, you work more than all of us, but if anything, I probably work too much because Stalker's always telling me to get off social media and stop watching Fox News and go outside and do something. So, I mean, just for me, I mean, obviously, you know, I get in here about 5:15 and then I leave at 10, but then I prep and do the big take from, I'm probably working again from like 2:30 until about 4, and then Greg's going to hate this. I watch the 5 at 5. And then I do another hour in the evening when Stalker sends the cut sheet out and stories.
You don't have to justify anything.
Like for those that think it's just 4 hours and then it's
I've worked behind the scenes with Nick Cale, with Dawn Stensland, with Rich Scioli. Like, I've worked with all of them, and we all put so much time and effort into these shows. Trust me.
Yes.
So much time and effort.
I think the debate, though, for the 40-hour versus 32-hour work week is the burnout factor for the employees and then tied into the work and family balance, right?
Yeah.
Because if you are a workaholic, and that's one of my issues, is I'm so consumed with making sure that I'm where I need to be to put on the best show that, like, sometimes, you know, you put your family on the back burner,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to have those arguments or those moments where it's like, all right, I got to, like, you know, some of these people that are workaholics, they don't know how to turn it off and then just do whatever with, you know, the wife and the kids or whatever.
I would also say with schools. I mean, I had a conversation with a friend who said, you know, a lot of the sports that they still have, you know, depending on the sport, so whatever happened to respecting, you know, Sundays or at least one day where you can go to church or synagogue, that sort of thing.
Yep.
I do think that we all have to evaluate that. And I think that's what Greg was alluding to, that we have a mental health crisis in this country post-pandemic. I think we do need to respect places like Italy or Europe where they actually take a lunch break. They actually believe in sitting down at a table with either friends and family or your family, having a lunch, having a dinner, relaxing, chillaxing, getting away from the devices. And there is value in that.
I will say I do sometimes envy some of my friends and neighbors and stuff who have jobs that they can, once they're done with their job,
they're done until they go back.
And I do kind of envy that. We're, yes, you know, we might only be on the air for 4 hours a day or Dawn 6, but like so much goes into what we do. We mm-hmm. have to be on top of everything. We have to be informed of everything, even if we don't think we're going to talk about it the next day, just in case the topic comes up. We have to always just read everything. And it's just like we never shut off ever. And I'm constantly at home or work here looking for things, plus running a radio station. So it's like my job just never stops.
Although I will say I love the fact that I feel like I always am doing something work related because I love what I do. And what's the old adage? If you love what you do, it'll never feel like work for a day in your life. And I've been in and out of radio at times where I was working at a law firm or I was working I sold IRAs and 401ks. I got my Series 6 and 63 license in 2016, and I was at a radio for like 17 months. And yeah, it was cool to be done at 5 o'clock and not have to think about it. But as soon as you leave a job that you hate, you're counting down and dreading the day you have to go back the next morning. And that's dread coming in here to do a radio show.
I will say this. We always joke about you know, the salespeople coming in one day a week, but in all seriousness, they're some of the hardest working people in this industry, because they're always, like, I'm getting emails and texts from salespeople at 9 o'clock at night when I'm in bed. So, like, they're always working.
They're just out kind in the community.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not just what we do. You know, there are a lot of jobs where you really can't shut it off. I'm just envious of the people who have those jobs. They make a decent living. They can support their family. And at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever they get home, they're done until 7, 8 o'clock the next morning.
True. Yeah. I think it does impact your relationship, though. So I've gotten to the point I have my yoga pants on when I get, you know,
yes.
I leave.
And yeah, baby.
And they have that secret pocket. So then I have my phone. I have one earbud in. And then do like a dry rub. This is while I'm cooking dinner.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden, like, Larry's talking. We're in the kitchen, the heart of the home. He's talking. And I laugh, but it's at the wrong moment. He goes, "Are you listening to Scioli? You love your coworkers more than me. You don't laugh at my jokes like that." And then I'm busted. You know what I mean?
Busted.
So, it's like, so I try to hide it in the secret yoga pants pocket on the phone. And, you know, but I am, to Greg's point, I mean, we do have to be aware, because the news cycle, my God, every hour there's something breaking. You know, and so we're always trying to be aware of that. So I do think that you do have to unplug.
I will say this to you. It's not healthy to listen to other shows. I would listen to, you know, news or Fox News or something like that, but I wouldn't, don't listen to other shows, because I want everybody's takes and points of view different. You know what I mean? Just saying.
Well,
I think it's a good thing. Like, it's my job to listen to all the shows. Let me do that. I think you guys should just, and that goes for everybody who's rich, that goes for Dom. That goes for everybody.
I try not to consume too much other... Yeah,
just don't consume what we do, you know? Because it's going to cloud your thinking.
I
don't want everybody sounding the same on this radio
station. I used to sound the same. No, of course not.
Honestly, not
intentionally.
Oh, I see.
But you could hear something and be like, you know, and parrot it the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to do that in when I was in sports. I would avoid listening to other sports shows because I didn't want it to cloud or alter my authentic opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I learned that a long time ago from a guy that used to be on this radio station.
I don't know. I think I'm a little. I don't know. I'm different. I'm not gonna. I mean, and plus,
but you love the industry. You just love consuming it.
So it's more me. Yeah.
Right.
And so I am a consumer of news, and that's true. So I have monitors on in the house. Larry won't let me put a monitor in the kitchen. That's right. I'm like, I'm cooking. I'm like doing. You know, I'm here. I'm spending a lot of time. I should be able to have, like, flip around. He's like, no.
That's a good point. Whatever happened to the old school little TV in the kitchen? Remember back in the day when you'd have the little TV in the kitchen by the stove, like a little 13-incher?
Yeah. Have a little, I'd be happy.
My mom had one of those.
She did.
And then technology got really great, and now that you have these, like, smart refrigerators where you have a monitor. Like, does anybody really need to check their email on their refrigerator while they're going in for a smart one or an Apple?
And those fridges, I wanted one. Again, he doesn't want technology. He won't let it in the kitchen.
Like, Samsung makes the smart fridge.
Yes.
Like, come on, really? Going in for a pint of ice cream. Just put the device down.
But you can program it. You can program it to say, oh, you're going in the fridge again, fatty? Like, you can program that fridge to talk to you or put up a
to talk trash
thing.
To you to make you lose weight?
Yep.
By the way, this is the Cutchy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a Friday Cutchy, though, so it doesn't really matter.
St. Patrick's Day.
Kamala Harris became the first sitting vice president to visit Planned Parenthood yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What a proud moment. She must be proud.
If you have any idea, or if you have any doubt where this administration is going to lean into in 2024, this election year, all those doubts should be squashed after this. Cut to Phil Goh.
And I will tell you, it is because right now in our country, we are facing a very serious health crisis. And the crisis is affecting many, many people in our country, most of whom are, frankly, silently suffering. After the United States Supreme Court took a constitutional right that had been recognized from the people of America, from the women of America. In states around our country, extremists have proposed and passed laws that have denied women access to reproductive health care. And the stories abound. I've heard stories of and have met with women who had miscarriages in toilets. women who were being denied emergency care because the healthcare providers there at an emergency room were afraid that because of the laws in their state that they could be criminalized, sent to prison for providing health care. So I'm here at this health care clinic to uplift the work that is happening in Minnesota as an example of what true leadership looks like, which is to understand it is only right and fair that people have access to the health care they need, and that they have access to health care in an environment where they are treated with dignity and respect. And please do understand that when we talk about a clinic such as this, it is absolutely about health care and reproductive health care. So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus. That part of the body needs a lot of medical care from time to time. Issues like fibroids. We can handle this. Breast cancer screenings. Contraceptive care. That is the kind of work that happens here. In addition, of course, to abortion care.
So you don't have to like her, her message, or her position on the issue at hand. But make no mistake about it, if you're looking at it through the lens of the Biden administration from a Democratic strategist standpoint, they have found the role for Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect spot for her in the final year of their first term, and hopefully their last term and their only term. But there's no doubt about it. If Joe Biden gets reelected, Kamala Harris is going to be able to take some sort of a victory lap and say, I had a lot to do with it because I was out there doing the abortion tour 2024. And you notice the difference in her demeanor delivering that message compared to how she always seems to be uncomfortable in mm-hmm. every other setting with the nervous cackle and the giggle and the way she's delivering the speech like she's on something. That right there was a very subdued but confident delivery in what she was relaying there. That's my takeaway.
Well, good thing she's comfortable talking about her female parts. It's like, did she do a Venn diagram with the uterus? Yeah. They're gonna
champion her because they know the way the media has covered her, and she's incompetent as the border czar. She's incompetent with artificial intelligence. She can't get anything done. But they're gonna, and like, I don't know, maybe, and I'm just gonna say it. I mean, can a female get, if you're a pro-choice female vice president, can you get the message wrong on this subject? I almost feel like this is a no-fail situation for her, right? Is that a fair statement to make?
Yeah.
I'm not being like sexist when I say that, am I?
No, I mean,
you can't try to dude out for this, right?
She's not doing that weird cackle laugh.
It's no.
It's true.
That she did. So she's has a serious tone. I don't know if she maybe didn't take whatever medications she's been taking. But, you know, think about what she's saying, that, oh, Planned Parenthood is a place. She's basically saying this is where the only place females can get their female checkups or mammograms. That's just not true. Planned Parenthood, and think about how much they've contributed, their PAC has contributed in the last election cycle. I was looking at, it was, in the millions. I mean, it's tens of millions of dollars. So I'll find the number for you.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% of the money that they've contributed is to Democrats, zero to Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's according to all these reports, because they have to have, they must have the reporting. And so to me, I simply think that tells you everything you need to know. This is a Democrat. It's basically a money laundering situation where under a Democrat administration, they make sure that they take care of Planned Parenthood. And then when it comes election time, they just funnel that money right back to those candidates. And that's what this is all about. It's not about caring for somebody's mammogram or what uterus. That's not what this is about. I think that's important to just remind everybody of that.
Okay.
By the way, speaking just politically, I mean, her going all in on this is smart politically.
Her base, their base is going to eat that up.
Yes.
And that's going to lead to them showing up, you know, to vote.
This is going to quiet everybody who's like, oh, they want to get rid of Kamala Harris, and Joe's not going to be the candidate. Like, all of that nonsense has been quieted. They're trotting her out. She's speaking about the issues that they think are going to win them the election in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's at the forefront of that.
Yep.
And I just think that it is, Joe is running, I think, to eventually just pass the baton off to her.
Mm-hmm. 91 LSXer on the YouTube chat says uterus is on the ballot for 24.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't see this yesterday, it is amazing. So Rand Paul was on with Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, he crushed.
Oh, this is just amazing. So they were talking about the TikTok ban that right now is in front of the Senate. You can obviously tell which way Rand Paul is going to vote on this, but I mean, Brian Kilmeade tried to go at him with and just didn't have his facts properly there, and he just got destroyed by Rand Paul. This is a great, great clip. This is cut three, Phil, if you will, my friend, go.
So, I mean, doesn't that concern you? Do you see a difference? Do you think there should be maybe a listing of nations like Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran that should not be able to own entities like this?
Well, here's the first thing, and this is the most important fact of all of this, and it needs to be debated, not assumed as a fact. The company is owned 60% by international investors, 20% by the two Chinese software engineers who developed it, the entrepreneurs who began the business, and 20% by their employees, 7,000 of whom are American. So it's a very diverse ownership. It's not owned by the Chinese government. In fact, on TikTok's board, there are no Chinese nationals that control this that are associated with the government at all. They're CEOs from Singapore. So this is an international corporation, and like every other international corporation, they deserve their day in court. You can't just take their property. Look, I have a lot of arguments with the Chinese communists. I have a lot of Saudi authoritarians, but I'm not saying we should allow banning anybody to do business with the Saudis because they have an unsavory government as well,
Senator,
they spy on their people.
Senator, did you see the hearing, or were you part of that hearing? I can't remember what committee was in front of, when the CEO of TikTok was there trying to rationalize why we should leave it in this country?
You know, I wasn't in that hearing, but I do know that they have been working very closely with our government to try to adhere to anything they can do to stay open in our business, in our country. They've offered and actually have transferred most of their data to Texas, to an Oracle cloud. They have review of the data by Oracle to make sure it's being controlled here.
They often go
through what's called CFIUS. CFIUS is a procedure where foreign-owned countries are trying to work to have American boards. They've also worked
This is the fundamental. I know about the Texas project, and I wish it was effective, but it isn't. We put $1 billion into it, or they did. But they did. He could not
but
assure
that's an opinion,
that
Brian,
ByteDance.
That's, Brian, that's your could, opinion. That's your opinion.
No, nobody thinks
well,
the Texas project
opinion.
Did. No, but the, nobody thinks. Let me finish. Nobody thinks the Texas project is up and running and
well,
is effective.
I do. So
and,
the thing is and, when and, you say let nobody
let me,
believes
let me just,
that it is.
Let me just finish. They could not answer. The CEO would not assure that Beijing would not have access to personal information for 170 million Americans.
I don't think that's true.
Number one with young people. It is true.
The
number one with young people
is now, Brian, it's an allegation. You are making allegations against a company owned by Americans, and you have to prove it in court.
Who owns that company? ByteDance is owned by China. 60,
no, it's not. See, that's a lie, and you're defaming the country. You're defaming the company. 60% of it is owned by international investors. 20% is owned by the software developers who are Chinese, and 20% is owned by the employees, 7,000 of whom are Americans. So
who
it's a complicated
controls the algorithm?
But it's not owned
it's
by
not
the government.
It's not about profits. Who owns the algorithm?
The, TikTok owns their own algorithm, and it's actually
and
not
owns
in China.
TikTok? ByteDance. And who owns ByteDance? The Chinese government.
No, they don't. See, you've just told a lie, Brian. You can't say on TV something that's a lie about a company. Okay. That is an out-and-out lie, and it's provably
what is
false.
A lie?
And they're not owned by the Chinese government. TikTok is owned privately, 60% by international investors.
ByteDance controls the algorithm. That's all that matters. You're talking about profits.
Let me finish.
I've been listening to you.
Let me finish your answer. 60% is owned by international investors who have made investments in this. 20% is owned by the two Chinese software engineers who developed the app, and 20% by their employees. And
who controls the algorithm?
And 7,000 of them are Americans, right. And the algorithm's not in China.
Yeah.
Everything is held outside of
you're
China.
Comfortable,
CEO,
you're comfortable
CEO,
with TikTok influencing America. And you believe that those 60% of foreign ownership controlled it. Senator, thank you so much. I got to go.
Sorry.
My producer's telling me to
take people's property without due process.
Right.
If you believe that there's a national security exception
there is
to the Constitution, then you believe
right.
that Fox News could be shut down,
right.
that Twitter could be shut down.
Senator,
that's
thank you very much. I'm
believe.
Up against a hard break. Thank you very much.
He's up against a hard break. They're going to cut my mics off. So obviously, Rand Paul will not be voting for the ban of TikTok.
Wow.
And that was really good. I've been a Rand Paul fan ever mm-hmm. since he started crushing Fauci years ago.
And he's consistent.
Yeah.
Rand
he,
Paul
he
consistent
is.
Throughout his, you look back on everything to your point, even, you know, way back when,
yep.
Iraq, every vote, he is consistent. And I love that he does not blow with the wind.
Mm-hmm. Fair to say that he would make a good a successor to Mitch McConnell? I think a lot of people would like
yeah.
to see him in that role.
I would.
I just, like, what is, Brian Kilmeade, like, what is he arguing about? Like, what is he really wants TikTok banned.
He does. And in the last couple of days, I've come to the point, like I said in the big take, that I don't want it banned anymore. Kilmeade's such a putz. It just doesn't do much for me.
I just think that Brian Kilmeade had his talking points, and that's what he was going with. I thought it was a good interview. It was
mm-hmm.
fun to listen
yeah.
to. But I think that, you know, I will tell you, I would never argue with Rand Paul.
Right.
I mean, because think about it, he has information that we are not privy to because they
right.
have those off the record
well, and, yeah, and
sessions.
Kilmeade's getting it wrong like five times in that clip. Like, if you want to ban it, okay, that's fine. That's your opinion. I disagree with you. But he's sitting there talking about the ownership. Rand Paul went through it 60%, 20%, 20%, and he reiterated that multiple times. Yet it didn't process with Kilmeade.
Well, I think he was yeah. referring to the CCP law. And that's what it is, that the Chinese Communist Party, that the law is that they have some type of, you know, they rule over everything. And so because technically ByteDance is the parent company. So the question I have is, once that data is allegedly not, is the data A, is the data exported to China? And then at that point, you've really lost control over
right,
it.
Right.
Now, the claim is, oh, no, they're keeping it here. How do we know that? And my next question is, if they're keeping it here, does our U.S. government have access to it?
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't want the government having control, our government or any government having control over the export, import of our private data.
Yep.
Just do a total data security law that nobody is allowed to export or look into or access your data. That's the law.
And who's the elected official that's going to start drafting that legislation to put it up for a vote? Because that's what I think all of Americans want, and yet some of these people that we elect to office claim that's what they're going to fight for, and then they get in there and they try to throw in all sorts of other stuff in the bill because mm-hmm. people don't read the bill. And then you get.
And then if you believe Snowden, they're looking at it all and accessing it all anyway. They don't need to, you know, maybe
yep.
they've already seen it before it gets to that, whatever,
mm-hmm.
North Carolina or Texas cloud warehouse.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
By the way, streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. If you would like to, please, I'm asking you, hit the subscribe button if you're watching right now, or if you have not done so, you're listening on 1210WPHT or the Odyssey app. When you get a chance, go there and hit the subscribe button. It helps us out a lot. And also, hit the like button for today's show. Also, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, please make sure you hit the follow button to 1210WPHT. There's a woman who went to a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Ever been to a Planet Fitness, Nikhil?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a member.
Oh, okay. No, good. Well, maybe you won't be after this, Dawn Stephan. So she went in there and filmed a man with a unit using a women's locker room. He was in there shaving. So she went out, she left the Planet Fitness and filmed herself and just said, hey, there was a guy in the women's locker room shaving. Mm-hmm. There were 12-year-old girls in there.
Mm-hmm.
So she raised her concerns on her TikTok or Twitter, whatever this was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an update to that story now. Planet Fitness has revoked her membership.
Oh, here we go.
Because she complained.
Yep.
So this is her telling about how this Planet Fitness in Alaska revoked her membership for exposing a man who was in a women's locker room.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut four, Phil. Go.
Good morning at 8 degrees below zero in Fairbanks, Alaska. Day two of Planet Fitness saga. I came in Monday. There's a man in the women's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner. She could have been 12 years old. I don't know how old she was. In a towel. Kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him and I asked him, why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room?
Go, girl.
And he justified by saying, I'm queer LGB. And I said, you shouldn't be in the women's locker room. Well, I left. And as I said this morning, I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the women's locker room, the man with the penis, rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, I just want you to know, this is weird. It's not good. It's rather disturbing. So I would like for you women to stand up and have a voice and stop the shenanigans. You have authority. Use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. And so I'm probably going to go report this to the police today, but I just want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there and own it, thank you so much for canceling my membership. You saved me the trip. Have a great day. Bye.
Nice work out of her.
Wow.
And Planet Fitness's message is, hey, lady, pipe down. You be quiet about what you saw in there, or you're done.
Oh, my
Ridiculous.
God.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I wonder, is that, because there aren't they independently owned franchises, like a McDonald's franchise? So is
I'm
it
not
per
sure.
franchise?
Are they? Not sure. Are they?
So that's my first question. But, you know, the problem with a lot of this, and I remember dealing with this when my boys were babies, in the Greater Plymouth Community Center in Plymouth Meeting, Montgomery County, where Michael's a lifeguard. And so they were babies, and I had Michael, a baby. And they said, oh, you can't take a male into the women's locker room. And I said, I'm a breastfeeding mom. He's a baby.
Who said that to you?
Their policy.
Oh, my God.
That's their policy. God. They have a strict policy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They have a wonderful family locker room. I just didn't know about it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Nick, you know, Kristen is, you know, you want to give her a break and Nick takes the girls there. Then you can go with your daughters in the family locker room, which has private air, you know, so you can stand outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Your little girls can change and they can shower and your dad, you're going to be with your kids and watch them. So that's the family locker room, which has really great privacy areas. Then they have a men's locker room that is only for biologically born males.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a women's locker room that is only for biological women and girls. And even if you have like a toddler boy as a mom, you go in the family. So they have,
right.
And they've had this for, I think, as long as they've existed, that's their policy. And I think that's the proper way to handle all of this.
Yeah, I love how we got to, so that lady's feelings, nobody cares about. The child, the 12-year-old or whatever, that girl, the minor, mm-hmm. nobody cares about her feelings. But the feelings of the man coming in there and shaving, and God only knows what he was shaving in there. It's just ridiculous.
Well, so
good question.
Somebody on the YouTube chat says there is a reasonable expectation of privacy in a bathroom.
Yes.
she will be sued and lose. That's where I think
she videoed.
That's where I think the issue is that because she took the video of this guy in there.
So if she just would have went to the front desk and complained about it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But if the guy is clothed and it's in the general area.
Yeah.
But she didn't post the video of him, though, correct?
No, the original thing that I actually didn't play it because I don't want to put his image up there because I don't know who he is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, she put it up there. Libs of TikTok did. But we operate under different rules here. So that's why I didn't do the original video because she had a video or a picture of
I thought
the guy
she just
there.
Recorded it as evidence, not necessarily to post it publicly.
By the way, I'm not saying that what she did was wrong. I'm just saying for legal reasons and for FCC reasons and all that stuff, I didn't feel comfortable putting this person's.
Well, I'll tell you what, these companies, the Planet Fitnesses or any of these places, if this starts to become, common practice and what's common practice? I don't know how often these stories pop up, but if they're going to continue to err on the side of defending the biological male's right to be in a female's bathroom because he identifies as ABC or XYZ, I'm telling you, they're going to get Bud Lighted. You watch.
Yep.
People have had it with this stuff.
Well, if I saw somebody in the bathroom, I probably would take some pictures and some video. And then I would match it to all of the, I would actually send it to the FBI. There are all these sites. I would match it to see indeed if that individual is on any pedophile site, which you can do. Mm-hmm. Because my concern would be, is this person legitimately somebody who identifies as a woman who's no threat? Or is this person, as unfortunately we've seen in the news, actually a predator posing as somebody in the LGBTQ plus community?
That's what I think. That's where I think she messed up. Yeah. I think she should have absolutely recorded him or taken a picture of him, but then given it to
authorities.
Yes, not posted it all over the internet.
You're right.
Phil gave me the Planet Fitness details. You're right, Dawn. They operate as franchises, and they are current. How about this? Currently accepting applications for franchisees. How about this? They require a minimum of $25 million of non-borrowed liquid assets.
Wow.
So you got to have some serious cash to be an owner of one of these franchises.
They're well run. I love Planet Fitness. I'm sorry this happened to this woman. I would say to anybody, if that happens to you, definitely photograph and record it and then send it to authorities and the FBI. And they can run it. They can run all of it and just make sure that. Because that's the problem. We've covered the stories of actual pedophiles who can't, they're not supposed to be in proximity to a little girl like that. But some of them are, posing as people in this community when they're, in fact, just a predator. Mm.
You doing cardio there? You lifting weights? Yep. What are you doing, Dawn? Everything?
All of the above.
You're not canceling your membership in light of this story?
No, because
it's impossible to cancel your membership for any of these places.
It's only like $10 a month, first of all. But second of all, it's a great deal, and it's a very clean, well-run gym. Mm-hmm. I don't really go to the bathroom. I don't use the bathroom.
Yeah. 2,500-plus locations and 19 million members.
But that's one franchise. I would love to know what the, their headquarters, what do they say about this? They probably, to Greg's point, it was probably a bathroom privacy issue.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. There's no other reason for her to get her membership revoked.
Yeah.
Nick, Kale, Dawn Stensland, are you guys Tylenol people, Advil people, Motrin? What is your
vodka.
Pain reliever of choice? Vodka.
Yeah. No, I whatever. I just kind of grab whatever. Sometimes
whatever's
it's a leave.
There.
Sometimes it's
a leave. Yeah.
Whatever.
So Advil has started a new campaign to end systematic pain racism.
So we can eliminate racism with
Advil. No,
500 milligrams. Here, take two of these.
So this is a new campaign that they are starting. This is not a joke, by the way. If you want to see the video, youtube.com/at1210 WPHT, youtube.com/at1210 WPHT. This is part of the new Advil campaign. End systematic pain racism.
Yep.
Would you like to hear and see some of this?
I would love to.
Okay, this is cut. Where are we here? Cut 7. Phil, go.
I should not have to beg my doctor to run tests or ask them to take another look.
Believe My Pain. Advil hosted a roundtable discussion about systematic pain bias in healthcare.
Ooh.
Wow.
Welcome to Believe My Pain, a discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare. I want to thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil in partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing pain bias in Black communities.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Take two of these, 8 ounces of water, and kaboom. And the honest to God truth as to why this is happening, this is, if you follow, if you don't, you should, because they post a lot of great videos. The Vigilant Fox on Twitter/X, they had James Lindsay exposes ESG, environmental social governance, as the social credit score for these corporations. If you're wondering why they continue to do this, we've talked about these social credit scores. And CRI, there's another three-letter out there, but ESG scores have become an instrument of control over these companies to force behaviors. And remember, it was Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, who said, we are going to force your change in your behavior. And that's how they do it, by putting it onto these companies.
And that's just it. This ESG is policy that the Biden administration, they have weaved all of this into this. And so companies are punished or rewarded,
yep,
based on whether or not they are, essentially they're weaving in discrimination into the policy. And that's the problem here. I would just say to these folks, if they want to talk about the pain and discrimination, look no further than our Philadelphia school children. You want to see pain? Go to some of the community meetings we saw this week where kids are recovering from, you know, being shot on the school bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to look at systemic racism, pain, etc., that's where they should be looking.
By the way, how much pain did that 15-year-old girl from Missouri face?
Oh, my God.
That doesn't fit the narrative.
Smashed into the...
Sorry.
To the pavement by an African American female. Just asking for her.
To my knowledge, she's still fighting for her life
in a coma.
Jokeland on the YouTube chat says, "Pain equity, please take on more of my pain. I insist." I mean, what are we doing
here? You want some pain?
What are we doing? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. So.
And they're, you know, what is that? What they're trying to sell their brand to people? It's kind of sick.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people in pain. And especially in cities and the mental health crisis and all that stuff, I just don't know that this is a smart campaign.
So when you go to your local CVS or Walgreens, please, and you go to the pain reliever aisle, are you looking at waiting for like a CVS? Hey, can I get a CVS employee over here? Hey, Advil, Tylenol, and Bayer. Who's got the highest ESG score? Jeez. I'm trying to make my purchase based on that.
Nadine has a very good point, and it's something that I've witnessed myself. Nadine writes, pain bias is a thing, but not medication-related. Doctors treat women much different than men as far as taking them seriously. I would agree with that. My wife and I have had basically the same symptoms. I've gone to our doctor, and they say, yes, here, take a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she's gone, and they're like, come back in a week and see if it's still
really
an issue. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So what are they saying?
It's like a suck it up thing.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say suck it up thing.
You woman, suck it up.
I would have thought it would be suck it up to you, the man.
Yeah, no.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. With Larry, the doctor, it's the opposite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like, they're like, always,
let me write you a script
for XYZ. He goes, could I get? They're like, no, just exercise and eat more vegetables. He's like, I'm changing doctors. They're like,
I'm seeking a second opinion.
But to Craig's point, it does depend on the doctor. Some doctors might. I think it's the individual, though. I don't know that you can paint with a broad brush all of these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It might just be the doctor.
All right. Is that it for the cut sheet?
That's it, buddy.
Wow. What a day. What a time to be alive.
I bring it on Fridays, don't I?
You
come
do.
On.
That was good. And we kind of hit it on time. We're just about 45 minutes straight.
The pain has white privilege.
the comments have got to be great on this story. My God. Our buddy Sean Farish is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah, he's just about 25 minutes out. We'll come back, get the Dawn's Big Three, and then also we got to get to the lawsuit. Riley Gaines and others suing the NCAA. Speaking of men having no right to be in a women's locker room, maybe Riley Gaines has a thought or two on that Planet Fitness story. But first, let me tell you the story about the Piazza Auto Group. So we just dropped the debut episode about 2 weeks ago for Kale Pool Karaoke. And that debut episode with Patrick Murphy was filmed in a 2024 Honda Pilot Trail Sport, which features a 7-mode drive system, Trail Watch multi-camera view, 18-inch alloy wheels, and wireless Apple CarPlay, and it comes with third-row seating, so the wife and the kids will be happy going to the next big family gathering or a sporting event on the weekend. And you can check out all of the new options and all the new features on a variety of the Honda Pilots at any of the 5 Piazza Honda locations. Check them out in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield, and Langhorne, or shop all of their inventory, PiazzaAutoGroup.com.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is putting the ball on your court for the rest of the NBA season. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. You can bet on the NBA with a wide range of betting types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, which is my favorite. You can actually bet on them as the game is going on. Makes watching the NBA a lot more fun. Player props and so much more. Go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to sign up right now. Do it right now. What are you doing? Come on. Watch on the YouTube chat. Listen on the Odyssey app or 1210 WPHD. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg and sign up right now. It makes betting on the NBA, watching the NBA, so much better. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT. 21 and over, present in PA, first online, real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app. Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.